5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! All right, guys, this is Freeman from ZombieCast and Knuckleball Radio. You're listening to the most awkward thing on earth, the Hardly Awkward Podcast. I love you, brother.
Hey, it's Matt Bradford with Video Game Outsiders and ZombieCast, and you're about to get horribly awkward with this Sean guy. And believe me, it gets awkward.
Yo, yo, this is Yogi from Horseplay Live. You're listening to Sean Imes. Horribly awkward. I farted. I think I may have pooted myself. Is that awkward? Yeah, horribly awkward. Tune in. Don't turn it off. Don't turn it off. Okay, bye.
This is Mike from XD Experience, and this is Horribly Awkward.
Sir.
Yeah?
Sir, hey, you dropped your wallet. Is this your wallet?
That's not my wallet, dude.
It looks like your wallet. You got this hot pink with the purple polka dots. This is not yours?
Nah, man, my wallet says bad motherfucker on it.
I think you're just a little embarrassed. This is your wallet. Look inside. Look at Josh Faulkner.
How much money's in it?
Josh Faulkner, name, occupation, the gaming outsider. Wait. Yeah.
Nah, dude, that's not my wallet.
Wait. You do the internet's thing, the podcasting, the talking bullshit thing?
I do. I think I set up with the wrong wallet, man. I don't have no pink stuff. Sorry.
Oh, wait. Yeah, this is definitely... Wait a minute. Weight Watchers? You're not even a big guy. Do you need this Weight Watchers membership card?
I mean, I have been eating a lot of Chipotle, so...
Well, Chipotle's good. Chipotle's good.
I love Chipotle. Even though I might get Ebola virus or whatever's going on over there.
Oh, I thought you said a bowl of ice. Maybe you're like worried about your weight and you just eat a bowl of ice.
That'd be more inexpensive.
Well,
might be more money in that wallet.
All right, then. If this isn't your wallet, then I'm just going to keep it. And there's like $83 in here. Wait, $84 in here. I'm keeping it.
That's my wallet, yeah.
Oh, man.
I got kids to feed, dude.
I knew it.
I need baby food.
I knew it, man. This is horribly awkward, man. Here's your wallet back. I'm keeping the 84. Here, I'm keeping 43 of it. You can have 40 back.
Okay.
And let's get horribly awkward. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's get horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 18th episode of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another kick-ass awesome guest. Boom! Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you guys want to support in any way, it's very simple. It's very simple. Just simply tell a friend about the show. Word of mouth helps out. That's all I need is for people to hear this podcast. That's all I'm fascinated with. I want to be popular. I want to have friends. Even if they're internet friends and they're not real, I want them. I want them all to myself. If you guys are listening on Stitcher, just give a thumbs up. And if you're listening on iTunes, just rate it. Rate 5 stars, because it's only worth 5 stars. It's not only worth 5 stars. It's worth 6, but it only goes to 5. So just keep going until you hit 5. You guys can find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast. You can find me on Facebook, blah, 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 blah. I got a page for Horribly Awkward. And you can find my personal account profile. That's Sean Imes Fuller. So go ahead and let's get personal. Let's get very personal. Leave me a voicemail, 510-600-3475. And I don't have any voicemails today. It's very, very sad. awkward_podcast. I already said that. I'm repeating myself. But if you guys want to reach out and write me an email, if you don't have any of the social media bull crap, let me start over. horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. Horrible Gamers is my other podcast. Horrible Gamers with the Z, 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 Z. Or you can find me on Twitter at Horrible Gamers. So you guys, right? Let's get down to it. On today's show, I'm very excited for this. I'm really, really excited. It's taken me months to get this guy. No, I mean, literally, it is taking me months to get this guy on one of my podcasts. I've been on his podcast before, but now, welcome to the dark side. This guy is on fire, guys. I mean, not literally, I hope, but really. I mean, he was on the recent episode of of Hollywood outsiders dropping the bombs of comedy. No joke, man. Josh is on fire. From the Gaming Outsider podcast, you guys all know Scott Clark. He's been on the podcast a couple times. Mr. Josh Faulkner, what is up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, man. It's literally been months.
I know, dude. I'm a busy guy. My agent, like, he's just like, man, you shouldn't do that show yet. It's just not the right time.
It's too awkward, man. It's bad for business, dude. You come on here, and then everyone's
make yourself look terrible.
It should be called Terribly Awkward, then, right?
Yeah. Let's do a name change in the middle there. That's all right.
Yeah, man. But I'm glad you came.
Thank you, man. It's crazy because I just started doing this whole podcasting thing probably about 7 months ago. And this is probably like the third or fourth show I've been invited on. It's really exciting. So thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it. This is really cool.
All right, podcast over. We're not here to talk about other shows.
Yeah, it's all
no,
good.
No, we're all. No, for real, though. I love spreading the love. You could talk about all those shows. But I'm going to tell you something, man. From the beginning of Gaming Outsider, I could tell listening to Gaming Outsider. I'm good friends with Scott. So the moment you guys started that up, I've been listening. You were a little bit, I could tell you were a little bit nervous in the beginning.
I was. I really was.
But you're on fire right now, man. You're good. You're coming with the puns, with the jokes. I mean, I've heard some good ones, too, on the Gaming Outsider. I think I actually sent you a message the other day, like, oh, that was hilarious, dude.
It's all about the comfort zone, man. You just got to get in there. You know, once you get in it, once you get snuggled in the comfort zone, then you're all good.
Yeah, definitely. It's the same thing with me when I started Horrible Gamers. It's the... I uploaded one of our first episodes recently on the Horrible Gamers feed because we missed a week because of some technical difficulties and a podcast got scrapped. So we put the very first episode and I listened to it and like I was nervous. My voice sounded dumb. I wasn't confident. I didn't know what the hell to say. It was a fucking train wreck. I mean, it was a train wreck.
I remember when we first started, I was super nervous, and it took us forever to actually start it because I was actually really, really nervous. And once we did like our first tester episode or whatever, which we just stuck it on YouTube, and that was basically it. This is before we, you know, had a website and had podcasting hosting and all that shit. We actually just did this little tester one, and I listened back to it, and I was like, I remember I was shaky, and I was like kind of sweating. I'm like, oh, dude, I bet I sound like terrible. You know, no one's going to listen to this. And then I listened back to it, and I was actually a little impressed with myself. And I think it was then, at that moment, when I'm like, you know what, I think I can do this. And that's why I've been doing this stuff for like 7 months now. And, you know, I've been upgrading my equipment and buying new shit. And, you know, I'm all in it now. I'm balls deep in there now in the podcasting
realm.
Hey,
now.
So.
I love hearing you say shit and balls deep because we don't get that on the Gaming Outsider. You guys are family friendly, which is really hard to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, we want to expand our audience as much as we can. You know, I'm a potty mouth. My wife's a potty mouth, and we're raising a child right now, which is very difficult because we try not to cuss in front of him. But I was raised by a family of potty mouths, so we all curse like sailors. So it is really hard, but it's better for the show in the long run because I mean, it's video games. It's a very wide audience, and we want everyone to be able to listen to it. So that's kind of why we do that.
Yeah, you go. It does. You do get a lot more audience when you don't use fucking shit and cunt and all those terrible words that I just used, and maybe I use them out of context. Maybe I shouldn't have used that C word, but I'm leaving it in. No edits. Doesn't matter. It's already the situation's already passed. But it does. You know, a lot of people can listen. Someone can hop in their car on the way to work with their kids and listen to the Gaming Outsider, and that's great, dude. I really like. I listen to your guys' show every week. I haven't missed a week of your guys' of your full show.
Yeah, like, we call it like a weekly update is basically what we call it, but that's a stupid name. So we just kind of randomly name them, but it basically comes out every Wednesday, and that's what the real podcast is. But we try to get – our hook is that we try to get the community involved. Yeah. We think it's cool that if you listen to a podcast and you enjoy it and you actually have an opportunity to be on it,
that's
really cool. And it's actually worked for us really well, and we've met a lot of really cool people, and we've gained an audience based on that. Just that principle that, hey, you can come on this and talk to us if you want. So, and actually, it's funny because when we looked for feedback when we started it, the biggest piece of feedback we got is the fact that we didn't curse. And I never understood why. And they're like, well, you're talking about mature rated games and you can't say shit on your show. And it's like, well, it doesn't matter. I just don't get why talking about mature rated games, we automatically just have to curse. You know, it just – I don't know. But that was the biggest piece of feedback we got. So,
dude, that's awesome. I mean, even IGN kind of went the way. If you listen to Podcast Beyond, which I used to listen to, they were like anything goes. But they got to a point where I'm not sure if maybe they got in trouble or they were told not to cuss, but they stopped cussing. It's not about the cursing. I mean, it's hard for me not to curse, man. I mean,
it's very hard, actually. Yeah.
But when you're in a podcast and you're in the movement once the ball gets rolling, and no one else is cussing, it's really easy. Once I get on a podcast with my buddy Jesus, man, I mean, the fucks are flying. let's be honest. It's anything goes on this show. In the beginning, I was like, okay, I'm gonna limit myself to a couple of them, but now I'm just like, whatever goes, man. I just gotta be myself.
Yeah. It's more fun that way. It's more comfortable, you know, just kind of doing your own thing and not having to worry about it.
Yep. So. Yeah, but you guys will reach out to developers and stuff, and you guys will get games to review sometimes. Mm-hmm. You get games early, you'll get games, you know, like on release day, and you guys can review them. And it's better going your route to do that because they probably don't want their product represented by a bunch of guys who are just crazy. if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And it's funny because we actually had a guy who's a fan of our show, and Scott and I actually played Halo with this guy over the weekend.
Oh.
And he was talking to us about this, actually, the same topic. And he goes, you know what? I'm a pretty religious guy. And he's like, I like clean podcasts. And when I was looking for a video game podcast to listen to, your guys' was clean. And I listened to it, and I really enjoy it, and I listen to it every week now. And I tell all my friends about it, and I got my friends listening to it now. And it just spread on, like, through this guy. He's got all kinds of people listening to us now just because we don't cuss, you know. So that's a big deal. You know, we got a lot of listeners just by keeping the language, you know, just minimal. We still do – I mean, and I probably push the limits the most out of it. I mean, our last episode, I was talking about Dick through the episode, like when we're talking about Outlast. Every time I think about that game, that's just the first thing that pops in my head because there's just a bunch of like random dong in that game.
Yeah, dong.
And you know, and so I kind of throw that stuff out there a little bit still. I kind of push the envelope when it comes to that the most out of anyone. But but yeah, that whole element's working for us, and so we kind of stick with it. And I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, lots of dong in Outcast. What's up with all the dong in Outcast, man?
I don't know, man. And you got these two big, like, buff guys, like, chasing you through the entire game, and their shit's just hanging out there. And it's hard to get scared when this big dude's running at you, and then there's just a wiener hanging there. It's just like, oh my, did I just see that? You know, it reminds me of that meme that's on the internet with the dude. He's like, is that a penis? Like, that's what I think of in my head every time I play that game. So.
Dude, if you're in an insane asylum and you're really crazy, Dick's out, dude. Dick is out. You're running around butt naked. I guess that's the way it goes. You're just butt naked.
Yeah, it's fitting. Yeah, because you are in an insane asylum. I mean, I'm probably – was there fecal matter being thrown? I don't know. I mean, I would assume people would throw shit in a psychiatric ward, but – But yeah, I get it, man. It's immersive. You know, you're immersing yourself in the psychiatric ward, and there's you can't do that without penis.
You can't do it with
this included. It's part of the deal.
You just can't do it without penis, man. Look, I want to thank. I haven't even told Scott this yet, but I gotta thank you and Scott specifically, and the other guys, Robbie and
Zach.
It took me a sec. The last time I came on your show, me, you, Robbie, and Scott were talking about Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yep.
We did a review. And I was like, I'm bringing it. I got to bring it. When you go on somebody else's podcast, you got to try to bring it as much as possible because you want some of those listeners to listen to you, and you're representing your product as a whole when you go on somebody else's podcast.
Yeah.
Sort of. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
So the moment I did that show, which was, what, 5-6 weeks ago? I'm not sure. Yeah. Our numbers have gone up, dude. Our numbers have gone up by like 40%, I'm going to say.
Really? Wow.
So nice. I'm not sure. I doubt any of them are listening to Horribly Awkward, but they are listening to Horrible Gamers, I think, because the week after I did that show, the numbers went up a little bit. Then the numbers went up a little bit more. And now they've been staying at that upper number. So I'm wondering if if your listeners are listening. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Every time we invite someone on, we give you an opportunity to plug your stuff. Yeah. We want you to, since you're doing us a favor by being on the show, we want to do you a favor by being able to plug yourself a bit. So, yeah, I mean, I understand that. And Scott, I mean, we're fairly fortunate when we started this whole thing, because Scott's been on the Hollywood Outsider for 4 years.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty popular podcast. And they get celebrities. I mean, they've interviewed Kiefer Sutherland on that show. And that's crazy. And, you know, just having his expertise there is what really helped us out, I think. And, man, we don't do crazy numbers, but we're pretty impressive from only doing this 6 months. So yeah, I mean, that's cool, man. I'm glad you guys have expanded your listeners and you're getting the chance to get the people to check your podcast out, because it is good stuff. I like the Horrible Gamers. It's fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like, the reason I started Horribly Awkward is to do more of these one-on-ones. And I like to – I really like to just bring – friends on, non-friends, whoever. I like what you're saying. The podcasting is all about bringing people in, especially when people aren't maybe necessarily podcasters. You want to bring them on and just have them be a part of your community, be a part of your show, plug what they got to plug. I mean, I'm all about just spreading the love. Why not be positive and spread all the love you can? I mean, this sounds totally 60s hippie, but
yeah.
If I was running in the 60s, I'd definitely be just smoking pot. I'd be over at the festivals, and I'd be chilling. Like, oh, it's all about the love, brother.
Yeah, the Studio 59 or whatever it's called, just spreading all kinds of diseases.
Oh, Studio 54, right? Is that it?
54, that's it. Why did I say 59?
I don't know, man.
Maybe there could have been a 59. I don't know. Maybe that was down the street. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe there's 54 studios. Why stop at 54? There's got to be five more, exactly. Right?
Exactly. Yep.
So it's all about, like, just – I like connecting with people, man. I've been trying to get you on Horrible Gamers for a while, but Horrible Gamers is a Saturday night. I don't expect you to be able to, but I'll bug you every once in a while just in case you're like, you know what? I'm actually – my wife's sick tonight. She's watching the kid. There's nothing to do. I'm coming on. And I'll be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll get on there eventually, man. It's just Saturdays are pretty hard. We don't even do our own show on Saturdays. It's very rare because we try to do 3 episodes a week. And
yeah, that's insane.
We don't make that half the time. And our original goal was to just do 30-minute episodes, just make quick and easy ones. And it's hard to do, especially when you got 4 guys. So when we talk about game-specific stuff on episodes, we always put those on Mondays and Fridays. And recording those 2 episodes is extremely difficult because we're all adults. 2 of us have kids. And it's hard to do. So, but it's not that I don't want to do it. I totally do. It's just really, really hard to do. I'm lucky I'm doing this right now. So I got my wife out at shopping with – she's got her credit card, which I'm a little worried about.
Oh, but, no.
She's out shopping with my kid right now. So I actually got the time to do it this weekend. So
it's cool. Honey, look what I bought when I was out. You're like, no. Look what we bought or look what I bought. But
yeah, definitely. So my wife loves the clothes shopping. So
I'm sure
our bank account's going to go down by 50%.
Your wife sounds amazing. Shout out to your wife and shout out to your child, man. And like, and I'm glad you're like able to take a little break and do this podcast because I don't know, man. It's fun, man. Like I said, I've been trying to do this for a while.
Yeah, you got to have a break with a kid too, dude, because it is stressful. It's very stressful. It's very difficult. I love my kid to death, man. He's amazing, but being a parent is hard. I did not realize how hard it was before I started this whole thing. And, you know, it's all fun and games until they hand that kid to you at the hospital, you know, and it's like,
here you go,
you're on your own. And it's like, this little thing's so helpless, you know, and it doesn't do anything. It's up to me to keep it alive.
Oh,
then
no.
Shit gets real, you know, and then you got that swimming in your head. And then, dude, I went through like some crazy anxiety when he was born. Like, it was rough.
Oh, but, man, I bet. Dude, I bet everything's like, don't do this. The baby will die. Don't do this.
Yeah,
the baby. Don't hold him.
That's
his neck will snap.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, totally. And I remember when the first time I held him, I thought I was going to like kill him just because he's so fragile, you know. And it's very stressful. It's very rewarding, but I mean, you're always worrying about your kid, and I hear that never ends. But yeah, it's worth it though in the long run. He's 13 months old now, so he's running around the house, and he's a lot easier to take care of. But it's still a big responsibility.
Yeah, but those terrible twos are coming. Man, he's like, daddy.
This can't be any worse than what he's doing right
what
now.
Do I run with these scissors? Do I play with this match? Do I light this thing on fire? You're like,
my wife gave him a plastic bag to play with the other day, and I'm like, you do know that's a choking hazard, right? And I took that away from him, and she's like, oh, he's just playing with him. And then I'm like, honey, you do know he can put that around his head and choke. And then right after I said that, he put the plastic bag over his head.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm just like, no, and I had to grab it off. Yeah, he wants to grab everything. He grabs a TV remote when I'm playing video games and fucking turns the channel on me. And It's rough, but no, I love the little kid to death. He's amazing, but parenting is hard.
You might as well just give him a box of thumbtacks to play with.
yeah, really. Just let him in a garage. Just let him loose.
Here's your first butterfly knife. Get used to it.
Yeah, my father-in-law is a big gun collector, big gun fanatic too. And I'm just waiting for him to walk in. Here you go, boy. Just in the hands of my handgun. It's gonna happen one day, man. I know it is.
Guns are scary, man. But it's like I barely shot my first gun just like a year ago.
Yeah,
seriously. I mean, I'm 35 years old, but I mean, it's great to learn the safeties and stuff around that as a younger age.
Yeah, it is. My wife grew up around guns, so
she
grew up around gun safety. And he actually bought us a shotgun for Christmas one year. It's like a big black, like 12 gauge. It's like a hardcore, like Call of Duty shit, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
He wants a shotgun, and I'm terrified to shoot this damn thing. I feel like as soon as I shoot, it's going to knock me right on my ass. And I'm a little guy, man. I'm only like 5'3", 5'4". So as soon as I shoot that thing off, I'm hitting the fucking floor.
Wait, slow down. You're only 5'4"?
I'm 5'4", yes.
Really? I thought you were, I thought you were 6 feet, just judging by pictures. I've never seen you stand.
That's awesome that you say that. I'm glad dude. I'm a pretty small guy. So
wow, I'm gonna have to look at some full body shots, man. I never really thought of him. Like, yeah, I figured you're like, you know, yeah, I think feel like you're tall and just average size, maybe like me,
no.
Six foot. Wow, man.
My dad's actually 5 foot even, so I got a couple inches on him, luckily. But but yeah, no, man, and it's rough. Like growing up as a guy being 5'4" is incredibly hard. Because basically every girl that I ever liked in high school wanted nothing to do with me. And it sucks, you know. And eventually, though, it's all about confidence. And I used to be, like, really depressed about it. And it used to really bother me because people used to fuck with me about it a lot.
Yeah.
But once I just kind of worked on life, you know, just kind of worked on bettering myself and just getting out there and just trying to do what I can for myself, the confidence came with it. And then came the relationships and the girls, and I realize it really isn't that big of a deal. So, but yeah, I mean, it is rough being a small dude.
It's not. I mean, you could change any little circumstance, any girlfriend you could have had. If you would have got that girlfriend, it would have changed everything. The butterfly effect, flap, 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 and you wouldn't have your wife and kid right now. So, I mean, you got it. Everything's a blessing in disguise if you think about it.
Yep. But yeah, this is a shout out to all the little dudes out there. I feel for you, man. Life's rough. It really is. Life is rough.
Little dudes unite. If you guys are 5'4" like Josh, man, write into me and say, I'm a short guy. This is the way my life has been.
Maybe we can recruit Tom Cruise, like,
apology. Are you doing your own stunts too, Josh, for Gaming Outsider?
I totally can, man. Totally can.
Right on, dude. So, I mean, other than podcasting is beautiful. I support Gaming Outsider and Hollywood Outsider. I support all that stuff as much as I can. What's been going on in your everyday just living, man? What goes on in the daily Faulkner life? I can't even say Faulkner without that. I feel like I'm saying a bad word.
Yeah, no. Trust me, I kind of grew up with that. Many people called me Josh Faulkner.
Of course.
High school, so
that's all that, good. That's a cheap shot. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got something, man. Me and you saw The Revenant. You like The Revenant,
yes.
Right?
Love The Revenant. Yes.
Fuck, dude. I walked in that movie. I hadn't seen too many trailers, but I was sucked into every moment. All the snot and spit and death and that bear scene. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was nuts. I'm actually shocked how they shot that whole scene because that bear looked pretty real. I mean, you can tell it's CG, but at the same time, it wasn't like glaringly obvious. And yeah, I mean, just I don't know who choreographed that shit, but man, that was brutal. Like that whole scene was absolutely brutal.
Dude, that's the way I walked out of the theater. The first thing I said to my roommate was like, "Fuck that bear." like it was 98% real. That you could tell that it wasn't actually real, sort of, if you're looking for it, but it looks really, really realistic. And the way he's being thrown around by that bear, I was like, the first thing I was saying is like, I gotta see how that shot was taken. How they choreographed, like you said, like how did they get him? Oh man, it blows my mind how amazing that was.
usually when you see some kind of CG creature or whatever it is, like throw someone around, usually like the person is like CG as well, and they look like they're kind of plastic. And they're flying around everywhere. Like, go back and watch like the Lord of the Rings movies or something. That movie was horrible with that shit. And you watch this and like it's him the whole time. And he's being thrown around everywhere. And there's not one moment where that looked fake. And it was just amazing. That scene alone deserves an Oscar. So.
Dude, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. And what I was thinking, I was like, give Leonardo a Oscar, man. He may not have put out the best lines. There wasn't a million lines in this that deserved Oscars, but every moment, everything he goes through, you feel like what he goes through, man. You feel the pain, the suffering, the anger, the revenge.
Yeah, and it just goes to show you don't need dialogue in order to have a good performance, because he acted like he went through hell in that movie, and it showed, and it was amazing, and it pulled it off. You know, it made you feel like this guy was really going through this shit.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Hanks showed us that with Castaway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So, he's long overdue for an Oscar, so I really hope he wins it this time.
It's hard to think, man. He's got really good performances. Like Django, like that white cake. Like,
yeah. Dude, he got snubbed with What's Eating Gilbert Grape. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually haven't watched sat down and watched that movie.
Yeah, he played a mentally handicapped kid in that movie, and he was nominated for an – he was really young. I think he was under 18, if I'm not mistaken, and he was nominated for an Oscar, and he got beat by Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive, which was like the most – standard acting performance I've ever seen. And I remember seeing that. I'm like, are you kidding me? He was way better than Tommy Lee Jones. But Damn. But yeah, you go see that movie, dude. It's amazing. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? It's got Johnny Depp in it.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely know that Johnny Depp from back then, man. He's like he's like the dude from the new Walking Dead show, whatever it was called. I forgot.
Fear the Walking Dead?
Fear the Walking Dead. You know, that's like him back then. Eating Gilbert Grape or like the Benny and June.
Yeah. Yeah.
But during that bear scene, that vicious bear attack, I mean, that's like that moment I realized, like, this is what happens. We are so powerless against a big ass bear. Everyone thinks like, oh, just run or oh, just shoot it. Like, it's a big ass bear, man. It'll take a couple bullets.
Yeah.
Like I was dude, it blew my mind, that scene alone. Like you were saying, like, give it an Oscar. Just give the bear an Oscar. Fuck it.
There was actually an internet meme I saw where it was like, and the award goes to, and they gave it to the bear, and has like Leonardo DiCaprio's like depressed face from like a previous Oscar nomination that he had. But yeah, it was pretty funny. But yeah, that movie's great. If anyone hasn't seen it, go check it out. I mean, a lot of people claim that it's boring. I don't understand why. I was enthralled to the entire thing. I thought it was really, really good, and go check it out. It's worth the money.
Hell yeah, it is. And I heard this joke that's pretty funny about somebody down the road who could possibly play a Leonardo DiCaprio autobiography as Leonardo DiCaprio and then win an Oscar for playing Leonardo DiCaprio. How funny that would be.
That would be awesome. It'll happen eventually, man. He's a legendary actor. Once he's dead and gone, give it about 10 years, and somebody's going to be making a biopic on that dude.
Yeah. Man, I think he's just – I think he's overlooked. Like the same way I think Ben Affleck I think is great. But, you know, he's done a couple roles that put him in that category of being overlooked for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's a better director, I think, than he is an actor. Have you seen some of his movies that he directed? They're amazing. Like Argo. The Town was fantastic.
Yep.
What was the other one he did? Gone Girl?
Gone Girl was fantastic.
Gone Baby Gone. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Gone Baby Gone. He directed that too with his brother, acted in it, and that movie was fantastic too.
Gone Girl, though, was really good. I went to that movie not knowing the twist of that movie, and I was blown away.
That made me terrified of women after you saw it. Like, I walked out of the theater, and I was like looking at my wife. I'm like, shit, she's going to kill me in my sleep?
Trust me.
I was terrified of women.
Nah, she's going to be riding you and just stab the shit out of your chest, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That was Neil Patrick Harris. He's lovable. Like, how can you do that to that guy?
Yeah, I know. Don't kill Neil, man. Don't kill.
Seriously, man. That's what I'm going to do with my son. You know, if I think he's too young to date, I'm going to show him that movie, and that'll just fucking terrify him. He'll just run away from women.
Do you have any like guilty pleasure movies, man? I'm going to tell you what. I'll be honest.
Okay.
I'm be honest right here on Horribly Accurate. Right. I'm going to get real close and quiet. I just went and saw Sisters.
Yeah.
My cousin works at the theater. She got us in, me, my mom, and my aunt. We all went to go see Sisters, and it was really good, man.
It got good reviews. It's supposed to be pretty good. It's got that Tina Fey in it too, man. Yum 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 yum.
I know. I've never been a real big Tina Fey fan. I never really looked at her, and I'm sexually attracted to her. To her way, kind of, but I watched this movie. I was like, damn, she's got a body. Like, she's at. I mean, I love older women. Like, she's hot. And this movie was really funny.
Have you seen Mean Girls?
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that.
She actually wrote that movie and she acted in it, and she was incredibly hot in that movie too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go check it out.
I noticed that Sisters was produced and executive produced by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a really good writer. She's a good comedy writer. So there's a couple movies that she's written, but yeah, I have not seen Sisters yet, but I wouldn't mind checking it out.
No, it's good, man. Do you like Bridesmaids?
Not really.
I thought that was a fantastic movie. It's got kind of that, like, it's a hard R, man. This movie is a R, man.
It's one of those movies that blurs the line between romantic comedy and, like, dude movie.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It appeals to everyone, but I just didn't think it was that funny. And I can't stand Melissa McCarthy. She gets on my nerves. I'm sorry.
I kind of like her. But Kristen Wiig's, like, my chick, man. I love Kristen Wiig. She could do whatever she wants. I'll watch
it. I'm excited to see her in Ghostbusters. Like, I think she'll be real good in that. I don't want to see Melissa McCarthy in Ghostbusters, but Christina or Kristen's or whatever fuck her name is, she'd be awesome in a Ghostbusters movie, so I'm looking forward to that.
I like Melissa McCarthy sometimes she's good. I mean I'll watch her movies. My mom really likes her, so a lot of her movies I take my mom to go to the theaters, and she always enjoys that. She's into that kind of comedy.
Now, given I haven't seen all of her movies, but I know all the ones that I have seen, she plays like the bumbling fat chick, you know, and I hate that. And it's like Kevin James. She's like a female Kevin James. Every time that guy's in a movie, he's the fat guy like tripping over shit, you know. It's like, I get it, you're fat, but you don't have to like act like that in every movie you're in. It just gets on my nerves. And that's kind of the vibe I get from her.
I totally get that. Have you seen Spy, though? That was a pretty good one.
See, I've heard that's good. It's got my boy Jason Statham in it, so I kind of feel like I do have to see that one.
Yeah, he's the comedy relief for that movie, man. It's really good. Yeah, I would highly recommend that to people who overlooked
I think Aaron of the Hollywood Outsider actually said that was like his favorite movie of last year or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, I usually take Aaron's recommendations until he started saying that Revenant was a 5 out of 10. I was like, Aaron, you lost credit with me.
I always give him shit for hating the Fountain also, because he tears that movie apart, and I love the Fountain. That movie's amazing.
But the reality is, like, some people love movies, some people hate them. Most of the people hated the movie Project Almanac, and I walked out of that movie. So I love that movie, man.
Really?
Have you seen it?
I have not. It's on Netflix, though.
I kind of like the found footage movies. This is all in first person, so you feel like you actually get to experience time travel. They do it. I thought it was really good. This kid's like the story around the movie, around the guy and the girl, and the guy's always falling for the girl and doing whatever he can to like fix things. That would totally be me as a teenager. So. It kind of pulled me in that sense, and I really liked it. But I got out and watched it, and like most of the reviews were negative, and I was like, "Wow, damn it! Do I just have a fucked up view on things? I mean, I love this movie, and no one else did. I don't understand it,
dude. I guarantee you, everyone who's a movie buff likes some movie that was terrible. You ever seen The Butterfly Effect? Ashton Kutcher in it. I love that movie. I thought it was incredibly just unique, and I thought the premise was really, really cool. And yeah, I mean, the people that in it are shitty actors, but it was a cool story, and I really enjoyed it. And it's kind of similar to what you're talking about. It's time travel. And basically, every time this guy tries to go back in time to fix things, he just fucks something else up.
Yeah.
And and that's why I like that game that came out last year, Life is Strange, because it really reminded me of the Butterfly Effect movie.
Yeah.
And people destroyed that movie. They tore it apart. And shit, I don't care, man. I thought it was really entertaining. And everyone's got that movie like that, you know? You're not a movie fan if you don't have at least one movie you enjoyed that someone else didn't enjoy.
Yeah, and all jokes aside, man, I have a lot of respect for Aaron. Aaron's a super cool dude, and
he's like, a good guy.
I respect him. I'm just saying, I don't respect his Revenant review.
Yeah, I completely agree, man. I love that movie. It was fantastic.
It's funny that you brought up Butterfly Effect, because that's the first thing that came to my mind when I was watching the Project Almanac. Like, it's got that. It's almost like the same exact premise.
Really?
It's almost that same exact premise. So if you liked it, you liked it for the premise, I think you'll like Project Almanac. It depends if you like found footage. I'm hit or miss, but when I hit with a found footage movie, I love it.
Yeah. I do like found footage movies, and like I said, it's on Netflix, so I can add it to my queue and check it out sometime.
Yeah,
but
do that.
I think found footage movies get a bad rap because so many of them are horror movies, and a lot of them are really stupid. But for me personally, why has nobody? Well, actually, I think someone did make one, but it was supposed to be really dumb. But someone needs to make a found footage movie about people getting abducted by aliens.
Oh, hell yeah.
That scared the fuck out of me. When I was a little kid, I was terrified of aliens because, like, in the late 80s, early 90s, that whole, like, UFO shit, like, blew up.
Fire in the Sky?
Fire in the Sky terrified me. That movie still freaks me out to this day. And, like, The X-Files was huge, and that was all, you know, all so many episodes about alien abduction and shit. So I was watching that stuff when I was a kid. I was terrified. I remember when I go to bed at night, I had to have, like, the blinds closed because I kept feeling like if I looked out the window when I was in bed, there'd be, like, a fucking alien out there or something. And freaked me out, dude. If someone was driving down the street and, like, the headlights went through the window, like, I thought, like, UFO was coming after me. Terrified me. If someone made a found footage movie and I actually took it really seriously and it's about alien abduction, that shit freaked me out. Someone make that movie.
The only problem I see with that scenario, which would be great, is like you would think in a situation like that, the aliens aren't going to let you keep a camera filming.
Yeah. Or it's going to like fuck up on you. Like it's going to like stop working because they use like electromagnetic shit or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think someone could do that well. Or like a video game like that too, you know, like something like Amnesia or something with like aliens. Or some kind of horror game. Like, I think that stuff would really freak me out. Because I like to be scared. You know, I like watching horror movies and being freaked out, but none of them ever do it for me. I think I've seen, like, one movie that has kind of freaked me out, and that was Signs. Because of that damn birthday party scene.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in a theater and I saw that, my heart was racing like 10 minutes after that scene. Like, that's the kind of shit that's going to freak me out, and that's what I want to see.
Yeah, and Signs, I saw it in the theaters too. I remember that scene where they're hiding in the basement and all the aliens are running through the house.
Yeah.
And you hear the footsteps and they're all in surround sound in the theater and you feel like you're actually in the basement with them and you're like getting freaked out. That was great. And then Shyamalan messes up the whole thing by showing the alien too much and it ruined it. But the rest of the movie was so fantastic that you kind of overlooked it. But once you see the alien up close and they're showing the close-up shots and it looks fake, you're like, take him out of it a little bit.
Yeah. When it comes to stuff like that, like, you need to be very subtle. Like, when they show it, just have, like, half its head, like, in a window or something, just, like, staring at you or something like that. Like, make it subtle when you see it. Like, you want to see it. Because I hate when movies do that when they just go through the whole movie and they don't show you anything. Like, you got to show a little something to freak you out. But don't show you the whole thing's all up close and personal. And that's what they did. And it was really bad CGI. And, yeah, it kind of ruined the moment. And then they had the whole stupid water thing where just water chasing them. Like, dude, our planet's like, what, 80% water or whatever?
Yeah.
And they chose our planet? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
But still, that movie, like, really did freak me out at times. So
totally. Have you seen The Visit?
I have not.
That's another great Shyamalan movie that I saw that in the theater opening weekend. And that was a really good one. I think it's now – it might be on Blu-ray and stuff, or it's coming really soon.
Okay. Yeah, it is on DVD and Blu-ray, yep.
That one's good. That one's good. Has a good twist. I don't think Shyamalan actually messed that one up at all. I'm not sure how involved he was, but I was like, this is a good Shyamalan movie.
Cool.
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Because that dude was on fire when his career started. Like, Unbreakable was fantastic.
Yeah.
Signs was fantastic.
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense, I actually hate that movie because – the only reason I hate it is because I went on a blind date when I was younger to see it with this girl, and she, like, treated me like garbage.
Oh, no.
Through the whole movie, like, when we went and saw it, and, like, afterwards, I was, like, all bummed out and sad. So, like, every time I think about that movie, I think about that date, and it, like, ruined that movie for me.
I know. Whoever this chick is, man, she ruined your Sixth Sense
memory, man.
She ruined
Sixth Sense for me, man. Yeah, I know. So I can't watch that movie now because it brings back the bad feels.
I see people walking around. Yeah. Like normal people.
But yeah, I still think Unbreakable is his best movie by far. That movie was killer.
That movie was very unique.
Yep.
It was just like its own thing. Shyamalan makes good movies. And The Visit, I think, is a really good movie. And if you like found footage, this is a movie where it makes the found footage seem realistic for the reason they're filming. And I thought it was really good. And there's a good twist. And there's some scenes where you're like, oh, hell no, is this about to happen? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out, man.
Yeah, I highly, highly recommend Shyamalan Ding Dong's The Visit.
Yeah, dude hasn't directed a good movie in quite some time, so I'm actually pretty happy that he made something that's worth watching, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a big horror buff?
I am, but I'm extremely picky. Like, I hate the stupid PG-13 ghost movies that are just a bunch of pots and pans rattling around and shit through the whole thing. You know, like, I can't stand that. I hate the cheesy horror movies. You know, if it's really well done, I like it. But like I said, they very rarely ever freak me out. I do know that there was a movie called Dark Skies that came out not too long ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
And it was another alien flick, and I went and saw it. I'm like, man, I hope this movie freaks me out, you know. And there was like one scene that really did it for me in that movie, and it was that scene where the lady goes into the bedroom to like check out on her son, and that alien's like standing over his bed, like looking at him. Like, that shit freaked me out. Again, man, aliens freak me out. People need to make more alien movies, but aliens. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's really hard to find a good horror movie nowadays.
Go ahead. Now they're more about the torture porn stuff than the actual horror.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I haven't seen Green Inferno yet, but I don't know if I want to watch that. You know, I mean, like, I like gore. You know, that shit doesn't bother me. But I don't want to see a dude be eaten. You know, that's just kind of rough. So I don't know if I want to watch that. But yeah, a lot of it is like Eli Roth torture porn now. So, I mean, we got shit like The Human Centipede. You know, shit exists, you know. But
which I like the first one. I thought it was kind of cool.
I did like the first one.
Crazy.
The first one wasn't even that gross, really. Like, the concept was more gross than what you saw on screen. But I thought like the villain in that movie was actually like a pretty cool horror villain. And then they just went like all out, just batshit gross and nuts in the other two. So
that dude is scary. If I went trick or treating on Halloween to that fool's house, I would think, you know, like, I ain't taking his candy. I'm for sure.
You might end up in a centipede, man.
I'm like, peace out. Trick or peace out.
I gotta say, though, man, the guy in the front of The Human Centipede is like the luckiest guy. Like, he ain't got it so bad.
He just gets a shit in another chick's mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get to eat whatever you want. I mean, because the dude gives you like normal food, right? I mean, he's not like feeding you feces like the rest of you behind you. So at least that guy is like just hanging out. I mean, yeah, you got a bunch of people attached to your ass and your knees are fucked up, but at least you're not eating poop.
What a twist! I want to know what went through that guy's head who created that and wrote that, like, because that seems like the most obscure thing, and he made it happen in a movie, and it was gross when they showed the girl, like, the middle, you know, the one girl who's getting all infected, her mouth's getting infected, and you're just like, God, this is disgusting.
Yeah, who thought that was a good idea to fund it? You know, like, what studio exec, like, you know what? Let's make this movie about people shitting each other's mouths. They're all sewn up together. This would be great. I think this would win an Oscar for sure. No, I just feel like that'd be a really hard sell to someone that wants to fund the production of that movie. But hey, they did it, and people watch them. Apparently, there wouldn't be three of them.
I know. I haven't even seen the third, and I'm not sure I really even care anymore. But
yeah.
It's just
apparently there's like 500 people like stitched together ass to mouth.
Now that takes some work. I mean, that's a lot of sewing.
I mean, you got to be a pretty shitty actor if you end up in a Human Centipede movie, like especially that movie. Like, I'm Centipede's part number 53 in the 500 man Centipede. Like, you see the scene I was in where I crawled around and screamed a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of actors are they? I mean, you got to be desperate for a role if you're in a Human Centipede, dude.
Man, have you heard of this movie called Crawl or Die?
I have not, no.
I heard them on a mutual friend's podcast, not a mutual friend, but a friend of mine's podcast, in the Zombie Life podcast, Eddie Rotten. He was interviewing this couple. I'm not sure if they're married or not, but they're a couple. And they made this movie called Crawl or Die. The guy produced it and all that stuff, and the girl was the actor, and then there was more actors in this. They edited it themselves and did everything. It's really, really independent. But I don't know. Do you like movies like The Descent?
I love The Descent. I was actually going to say that, like, when we kept talking over each other a minute ago, like, I was about to say, like, the last horror movie I remember seeing and loving to death was The Descent.
Okay. This has got a little bit of that in it. They're really, this girl is in such tight places. If you're claustrophobic, it's going to freak. It's going to make you tense. It's going to make your butthole pucker, man. Watching this movie as she crawls, I mean, there's a lot more tight spaces in this movie, and there's a thing, there's like a creature after them. Dude, you will feel the panic for this movie. I might even reach out to them because I'm kind of like, kind of friends with them on Twitter a little bit. I might reach out to them and ask them if they want to come on here and get awkward, but like this will make you panic. If you like those movies where you feel panic, like The Descent, I'm like, no, why are you guys going deeper? Why are you going in those caves? Oh, fuck no.
Yeah. Cool. What's it called again?
It's called Crawl or Die.
Cool. I'll make note of that. I might have to check into that.
Yeah, very independent film, and they kind of did it all themselves. So if you knew that fact before going into it, you find the appreciation for it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate tight spaces, man. I think it's one of my worst fears of being, like, buried alive or something where you can't get out and you're in a tight space. Sometimes I get a little freaked out when I'm in a roller coaster.
Yeah, dude, I can't ride roller coasters, period. I'm terrified of heights. So.
Oh, no, that's because you're only 5'4", man.
Yeah, I know. There's not much to me, man. If I died on that thing. No, but yeah, I always see the news and, like, today at whatever park, someone got decapitated on the twirly spin, you know? And like, I think about that shit every time I'm at an amusement park. I'm like, no, I'm not getting on it. I'm not losing my head today.
Oh, man, I love roller coasters. It's been a while since I've been able to go. I don't go to theme parks too much, but it's always fun for me. I grew up in Santa Clara, so getting a season pass to the Great America in California in Santa Clara was a thing we did, and we get season passes and just take the bus because it's about 2 miles from my house, and we just kind of – that's what we do, go spend a day at Great America theme park.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what I did a lot.
Oh, yeah, man, you're from California. Tell me, dude, because I'm from Ohio, okay? Ohio is boring as shit. How's the California life down there, man?
Well, okay, Bay Area and L.A., which are the prime areas, way too expensive to live. You have to be making $30 an hour probably to live.
Okay.
I live in between those two places, which is the Valley, which is Fresno. That's kind of where I moved into.
I've actually been to Fresno, actually.
Okay, that's where I'm from. Yeah, Fresno. Fresno's decent. I mean, everything's here that you probably want. I mean, I guess. And you can, like, if you make $10 an hour, which is the minimum now in California, I mean, you can actually have a little apartment if you don't have a lot of debt and you're not paying credit cards off. You can live off of $10 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I, we took our honeymoon in California, and we wanted to go to, like, Hollywood and all that shit, and we actually started in San Francisco, and we rented a car, and we just drove all through that damn state.
Oh, nice,
and,
man.
And it was funny because the first thing we did after we got off the planes, we stopped at a 7-Eleven by the airport in San Francisco, and I walked in, and we bought, like, some little things. I forgot what it was, and this lady behind the counter, and she asked me if I wanted to pay 10 cents for, like, some bags. And we, like, laughed at her, and we thought she was, like, fucking with us. And apparently, like, in California, like, you have to pay for your, like, plastic bags there for your stuff. And we didn't realize that, and we felt, like, really awkward. And that was, like, the first thing we learned about California is, like, wow, they don't get plastic bags for free when you buy stuff in a convenience store.
Yes, that happens, like, I think mainly in the Bay Area and L.A. areas. In Fresno, we're not doing that yet that I know of. I drive a sweeper truck, and if you realize how many people just throw their plastic bags on the ground and just blow around and everything and just go to waste and birds die and get caught in them or whatever, it's people just don't care. I mean, I clean parking lots, so I know when I'm in the negative, you know, I'm not going to say negative, but when I'm in the kind of downer areas, there's nobody gives a fuck. Nobody puts shit in the trash can. Trash can will be half empty. Parking lot will be trashed.
Yeah. Like that's kind of where everywhere you go, man, in this country, to be honest with you. But that was, like, the first thing we learned about California. But I loved it down there. Like, we had a lot of fun. We were in Hollywood. Like I said, we were in Fresno. I think we had a hotel in Fresno. Oh, and it was the only city in California that we were in that had a Walmart. So we're like, oh, hey, a Walmart. Let's go buy something because this is like home now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So we stayed at, like, a Best Western or something because we just drove and just randomly stopped and got, like, hotels and then just went and stopped and got hotels, like, through this whole, like, road trip we took. And Fresno was one of the places we stayed at, and it felt like it was normal. You know, it felt like it was Ohio when we were there because everywhere else in California we were at, it just felt like life was, like, more exciting. And then when we came back to Ohio, it's like boring ass Ohio again. It's like, now I'm not, like, living, like, the high life, you know. It just felt like everything was just more exciting when we were in, like, the Bay Area and in Hollywood and LA and all that stuff.
Dude, we have here in Fresno, I think we have, like, 7 Walmarts.
Oh, really?
6. Like, if I can get to a Walmart, I can get to a Walmart within 20 minutes. I think there's, like, 6 or 7 of them I can get to within 20 minutes. I mean, they're everywhere, dude. Walmarts are...
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, like, didn't they, like, just boot them out of San Francisco? Like, San Francisco said they wanted nothing to do with Walmart because aren't they, like, primarily, like small businesses? Like, they're real big about that stuff. And, but they're, like, nowhere around there. A lot of places we were in, there was – because we wanted to stop and, like, get some cheap shit. You know, like, we need some shampoo or something. And we don't want to go to the Walgreens in San Francisco and pay $20 for a bottle of shampoo.
Yeah, yeah.
And then pay, you know, 20 cents for our bags or whatever. And when we were in Fresno, and yeah, we actually got to pick up the stuff we needed in a Walmart like we would here. But yeah, man, we had fun in California. I always feel like everyone who lives in California is having a much more exciting life than I am.
It's not that exciting. I think anywhere you're at, it's all the same. Unless you want to be in the big – if you want to be in San Francisco. Like, a lot of people just moved to San Francisco. Like, I have an ex-girlfriend that lives there. She moved to San Francisco, and she just ditched her car. You know, so I think she may have sold it or whatever. She just gets around on the transit, you know, public transportation, trains, you know, buses, whatever. Just kind of walks. You know, people just walk bar to bar to bar, like, going through San Francisco and have a good time.
Yeah, we took the BART system or whatever it's called down there.
Yeah,
like there's public transportation and we went down to like the Chinatown area down there and walked around at night. And my wife's like extremely paranoid because she grew up in the ghetto when she was younger, so she's always thinking someone's gonna rob her or something. And I remember we were walking downtown in San Francisco at night, and like there's this kind of people walking around. She's just like, stay really close to me. Make sure you have like your keys in your pocket. And, you know, someone fucks with it, you can stab them with your keys in the neck or something like that, you know? And like she's getting real paranoid. And I'm like looking around, and there's like a hipster with a skateboard. And I'm like, honey, these people are like hipsters out here. They're not going to attack us. It's okay.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, you heard a new Vampire Weekend album? But no, it was like these people were just like a bunch of hipsters walking around with hoodies and skateboards, and she act like we're going to die out there.
There are some areas though that are really bad over there. Like there are some really bad neighborhoods in Frisco. Yeah, you gotta be aware. You can go from like, it's same with Fresno, you can just be in an okay area and the next block over can just be this jacked up neighborhood where you gotta watch your shit, man.
Yeah, we went to Alcatraz and all that stuff when we were down there, and that was really cool. And but yeah, Zach on our show on the Gaming Outsider, he actually lives in the Bay Area.
Yeah, he lives in Sunnyvale. That's where I grew up, in Santa Clara, and that's right next to it. And he was talking about Golfland before on one of your guys' shows, and I live right there.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah, he told me that like he has like a normal like 1,200-foot square foot house, and he paid like $800,000 or some shit for it.
Oh yeah,
like it's like crazy. He's telling me how crazy expensive it is, because he told me like because I just went through the whole house buying process last year, which was miserable. Like it was abysmal. I hate that whole process. It was not fun, and yeah, like he has like a house the size of mine, and I paid like $83,000 for my house, and his was like $800,000.
He said he paid like $83,000. That's freaking cheap, man. It's like a price of a car.
Yeah, exactly. Like Ohio's like, I mean, like for the kind of house that you would spend like $700,000, $800,000, well, not even that much, but like I'd say for like a big ass mansion, like a huge house, probably like 5 bedrooms, a big ass house, like 2-story, you'd probably pay like the most like $400,000 here for a house like that. And it's like simple living, you know, and the houses are just living here is much cheaper. And that's why we were shocked, because we went down to San Francisco and it's everything like a hotel room was like $400. You know, we stayed in some fancy hotel. It's called like Hotel Nico, I think was the name of it. It was like a Japanese hotel, like a Japanese themed hotel. And yeah, it was like crazy expensive. And it was the first time I've ever been in a hotel room where they had a mini fridge full of shit. Sorry, my damn cell phone keeps going off.
Yeah, man, you need to take a break. You need to answer some calls. No problem, man, if you need to. Yeah.
But no, I'm good. It's just people text messaging me. Okay. But yeah, like they had a mini fridge in this hotel, and this is how fancy this shit is. And I'm not used to anything like this, but like we opened it up and this is full of like alcohol.
Oh yeah. Like, you take it, you buy it.
Yeah. And you take that shit, you buy it. I'm like, whoa, I mean, look at all this stuff. Like, there's M&Ms in here. I mean, there's some Slim Jims. I mean, this is awesome. I was about to pig the fuck out. And then I saw the little menu, and like a bag of M&Ms was like $6. I'm like, are you kidding me? I could get four bags of that in Ohio. So, I mean, obviously they jacked the price up of that stuff. But, yeah, man, that area is not cheap. Not cheap at all.
Yeah, what they do is they put the alcohol there. So you're like, oh, wait, I don't have to leave to get the alcohol? So you drink the alcohol. The alcohol gives you the munchies. You're like, okay, that $6 bag of M&Ms sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah, really. but yeah, I know that, like, eating out was about the same around here, though.
Wait, what kind of eating out are we talking about?
I'm talking about restaurants. Oh, okay. Not coochie, but yeah, like I remember we were walking down Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, and we saw like In-N-Out Burger. I almost shit my pants because they don't have those down here. You know, I mean we have this like the typical stuff, and we have Hardee's down here, and it's called Carl Jr.'s in California. And that's kind of what we did. Like, we were hitting up all the fast food joints that are big in California that you can't get in our area. And I'm like, oh, dude, Carl's Jr. I never heard of that before. Let's go there. They're big down here. And I went down. I'm like, this is fucking Hardee's.
Yeah.
I've had this shit before. So, but In-N-Out Burger, that was kind of a pilgrimage for me when we went down there. And I was all excited to eat there. And it was pretty good.
Why bother changing the name? I never understood that. Why have, like, in two separate sides of the United States, they got different names? I never quite understood that.
Yeah, like Rally's here is Checkers up there, I think.
Yo, we're Rally's here.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it's Rally's down here. So I know in some parts of the country, it's Checkers.
Huh. But, what'd you think of In-N-Out?
It was good, man. It was good. Everyone told me I should have got a milkshake, though, and I wasn't aware that their milkshakes were supposed to be the bomb. But, yeah, the burgers were good. I mean, I wasn't, like, blown away or anything, you know? It wasn't, like, the best burger I've ever eaten, but it was good.
You didn't eat it right, dude. I'm going to tell you how I go get it, because I eat In-N-Out a couple times a week.
Yeah.
I just get a regular hamburger. Both kinds of onions, because I want grilled and fresh onions.
Oh, dude, I can't do onions.
Oh, I love onions. Oh.
I eat shit with cheese and lettuce. Boom, done.
Oh, that's what makes my sandwich is the both kinds of onions part. So I guess we can take that off of yours. But I eat both kinds of onions, and I get like light spread, extra mustard, add pickles. Yeah. I want a mess, dude. I want to eat a mess of a sandwich.
No, I mean, I can't eat all that shit. Just cheese and lettuce. That's all I can do on a burger.
Then so I bring
it's simple.
I bring sriracha with me, and I put sriracha on everything. I love it.
What the hell is that?
Sriracha hot sauce.
Oh, I never heard of that. I'm not a hot sauce guy. I don't like condiments, man. I eat ketchup on like shit, and that's it.
Oh,
like I don't like barbecue sauce. I don't like hot sauce. I don't like any of that stuff, man. I can't do it.
So I see where.
I don't like saucy shit, man. I don't like gooey shit on my food.
I like to eat a mess, dude. I love that's what's good about Carl's Jr. It's a fucking mess. You just eat this hamburger. half of it's gonna fall back on the paper, and then you lick the paper, and then you're like, yeah.
Yeah. See, what's big down here is Steak and Shake, and I know they don't have those in the West Coast. I'm pretty sure, and they're real big with milkshakes and cheeseburgers, and like you can go walk in there with $5 and come out full.
Oh, nice.
Like, it's amazing, and they have really good milkshakes, but shit's greasy as hell. But yeah, that's kind of like the big burger place down here. I know that kind of everyone on the West Coast wish they had that we have, but it's really not that great. But it's really big down here. But yeah, I wish we had In-N-Out Burger. It was good, but it wasn't like the best cheeseburger I've ever eaten or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
So we're at about 59 minutes, man. How much longer you got?
I'm good. Let's keep going.
Okay. Okay, we're going to do some Two Lies and a Truth. I don't know if you did it, but I got something.
Okay.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I got something.
Okay. I'm going to do mine a little different. I wrote down, this is an interesting way of doing this because people love. Well, I got an email a couple weeks ago about we need to get the two lies and the truth going again because I missed it a couple episodes. So I'm going to name three of my pet peeves. Well, actually, two of these are real. One of them's fake. So a little backwards on this.
All right.
By the way, this is Scott Clark's idea. He's the one who came up with this segment. And
this sounds like something Scott would do.
Yeah, so here's
he's into like board games and trivia games and like Fibbage and shit like that. Like he's a very social man, I notice. He has lots of people around him, and it's exciting. And I'm sitting in my house by myself with like a screaming baby all day, and he's always going to parties on the weekend. Like, this dude's social as fuck. And I sit at home with a Nintendo controller in my hand with a kid's shitty diaper waddling around my house. Like, that's my existence right now.
Dude, I do the same thing, and I don't have any family, but Scott's always doing something. I'm so jealous of Scott, man. He's always doing something fun. He's got fun pictures. He's out with 10,000 people watching a football game, smiling and laughing and doing dance-offs.
They dress up, and like they're all having a good time doing karaoke and shit, and it's like... Life. I want this life.
I know, dude. I'm so jealous. But thanks, Scott, for rubbing it in our face and putting it on social media. You might as well just tag my name in it so all my friends see it too.
We'll have to kill Scott and take his life.
I know. I'll take his wife, dude. His wife is super hot.
I'll stand on your shoulders and we'll try to be Scott. How's that sound? Because he's like a super tall dude.
All right, if we're gonna conspire, we gotta be real silent about it because I don't want Scott to know. But if we be quiet, like only me and you can hear this right now. Right. Do you know his address?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know because I got enough money. I got a raise. I can probably take a vacation. Give me enough days and go and clean up the body and all that.
All right.
I gotta get facial reconstruction because I want to be Scott.
All right.
I want his wife.
You want the full Scott experience?
Yeah, I want his wife. I want his job. we're doing this. If we're doing it, all the way.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay, but anyway, back to Two Lies and the Truth. Okay, here's three pet peeves.
That was definitely awkward, by the way. That lived up to the show's meaning. I'm sure Scott's going to love hearing about you want his wife.
Scott, don't listen. Here's three pet peeves. Two of these are real. One of them is fake.
All right, gotcha.
Okay.
Shoot them.
Number one, I can't stand clutter. I can't stand things in the places that they don't belong. They got to be straightened up, and if it doesn't belong on the kitchen table, it can't be there.
All right.
Number two, I hate being woken up when I'm sleeping. When I'm asleep, I hate getting woken up by knocking or people playing music or people opening my door and asking questions. I'm a grumpy sleeper.
All right.
Number three, I can't stand open drawers, open doors, doors that aren't closed all the way. Someone didn't close the drawer all the way. Someone didn't close the closet door all the way. Someone left the anything, the door open, the screen door open. It frustrates me.
I'm going to go with the second one's fake because the other two are involving – like being organized and neat freak way too much. So I'm going with that second one.
Fuck, you nailed it, dude.
Boom.
You nailed it.
I'm the same way. And that's the one thing that my wife and I argue about the most because she came from a family that's just didn't care. They just throw shit everywhere. It's just about whatever, you know. Her mom like collects anything and everything in the world and it's a lot of clutter. And that's just how she grew up. And I grew up in a very neat, tidy house. And if there was one little thing, little morsel of anything on the floor, my dad would be like, pick that up.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm very clean, neat freak. The door's got to be shut. I mean, everything like that. Yeah, I'm the exact same way. And my wife just fucking takes it, throws it on the floor, you know, and it drives me insane when she does that stuff. And that's like the only thing that we argue about.
I
love her to death, but man, she needs to clean up more often, man. She's got, you know, she'll eat something and then just throw it on a couch like half eaten and laying there. I'm like, dude, we're gonna get fucking bugs, honey. Put that in the trash, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. If like a closet door's closed but it's not pushed all the way in, it's just kind of like it's closed but it's not popped, you know, like it's like a pimple. I gotta pop it when I walk by and close that motherfucker. I can't stand it. But the waking up thing, like, I don't give a shit. If I get woken up, it doesn't bother me at all. If people wake me up I work at night, sleep during the day, so let's just say my roommate was loud, but he's not, he doesn't really care, he kind of keeps himself. But let's say he was loud and he played loud stuff and it woke me up, it doesn't bother me at all.
I don't know, man, like I value my sleep a lot, especially after having a baby.
Yeah.
Because once I had a baby, dude, you didn't sleep. Like, I was lucky if I got 2 hours of sleep, and then I'd have to go work like a 12-hour shift, come home, get like another 2 hours of sleep. It was insane. And that was probably the hardest thing about raising a baby when I did it, was just the lack of sleep. They really do not prepare you for that shit. You know, I know everyone always talks about how babies, you know, they don't sleep and you don't get much sleep at all. But man, it just hasn't been said enough. You do not get sleep when you have a newborn in your house. And I was very grumpy, very, very grumpy at that time. So I'm kind of both ways. Like, if you wake me up, it's cool if I can go right back to sleep. But if I have to stay up, I get pretty pissed off.
You're like, go back to sleep. Here, play with this plastic bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone knock him out, chloroform or something. I got to get some rest here, man.
See, back in the day when we were kids, maybe 10 years prior from – how old are you?
I'm 30. I'll be 32 this year.
Okay. I'm 30. I'll be 36 this year. So slightly prior to when we were kids, maybe even when we were kids, they just rubbed a little whiskey on the gums.
Yeah.
Or some, you know, like nowadays you couldn't do that. It'd be child abuse. But that's just how we were raised. And maybe, you know, they do that, numb their teeth, you know, maybe make them tired, sleepy.
Yeah.
Now if you did that, fuck no. Your child services, boop, boop.
Yeah, the cops on your door and everything. Yep.
You're screwed, man. You're screwed. So, sorry,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Nowadays, it's all about warm milk, man. Just warm up some milk, get a little bottle warmer, pop in that kid's mouth, right to sleep.
There you go, man. Or a plastic bag. Play the plastic bag.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing.
Or the other. Or both, man. Do both. If one doesn't work, you got a backup plan.
What are your two lies and the truth?
All right.
Stump me, man. Stump me.
I want to do it. All right, here we go. Number one, I hate grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, that's a hard one. Okay.
Hate them. Number two, when I was in middle school, I got caught in front of the entire class with a boner. Okay. Number three, my child was totally planned and not an accident.
Okay.
Which one am I lying about?
Okay. I think you're okay. Okay. There's like, I'm thinking like, okay, your average person, there's no way someone hates a grilled cheese sandwich. There's absolutely no way. But you, by you putting that there, you're probably thinking, I'm thinking this, you don't like grilled cheese sandwiches. That's my
I don't like grilled cheese sandwiches.
It's like, really? You don't like grilled cheese?
No, man. I got to have some meat in there, dude.
Do you like toast?
That sounds horrible. I got to have some meat between the buns. Yeah. But no, dude, I just don't like fucking bread with cheese on it, man. You got to have something else in there. That doesn't do it for me. I don't like grilled cheese sandwiches. I can't eat them.
Where's the rest of the sandwich, right?
Yeah, exactly. And everyone thinks I'm weird for that. Like, you don't like grilled cheese? Like, it's fucking melted cheese on bread. I can't eat that.
Do you like breadsticks?
I like breadsticks.
With cheese melted on top of it?
Not really, no.
I was gonna say, damn, you like grilled cheese then.
I was gonna say, I just eat that shit solo, man. I just eat it by itself. I don't put cheese on it.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I knew you were going with that. I'm like, nobody likes grilled cheese, but maybe this guy, I mean, because you've struggled with your 5 foot height your whole life, so you probably have some weird quirks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, so yeah, man, that's one thing that I always tell people that's really, if anybody asks me, like, what's strange about you, I always tell people, I don't like grilled cheese sandwiches. They're just gross.
At Jack in the Box, they make this thing called but they take a grilled cheese sandwich, and then it's a hamburger bun in there, and then a top bun on top of that, or it's the opposite way, but it's like a grilled cheese sandwich with a cheeseburger. Would you eat that?
I mean, is there a hamburger in there somewhere?
Yeah, so it's like a grilled cheese sandwich, it's like bread, cheese, bread. And then they put the hamburger in there, and then they put another top bun on top of that.
I could probably do that, but at the same time, that sounds like that would probably kill me.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, too much cheese is like cheese is like major calories. One little slice of cheese is like it's like 20% of your daily like diet.
Yeah, cheese is like your worst nightmare if you're trying to lose some weight or anything. But it's funny you mentioned Jack in the Box because we ate that when we were in California too, and now we have one down here. But they suck. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're like $2 for $1 tacos are so nasty but good.
Mm. They have tacos? I didn't even know they had tacos.
$2 for $1, man. They're already pre-made tacos and they deep fry them.
Wow, that's like when McDonald's had pizza. That shit does not make sense. It doesn't make sense.
We never had a pizza over here at McDonald's.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, they tested it like one time. They had little pizzas at McDonald's, and I don't think I actually ate one, but I remember they did that for a little bit.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it'd work. Why don't you just go get an actual pizza? You know,
exactly. Yeah, why would you go to McDonald's for anything, let alone pizza?
McDonald's is okay, but if you want the stuff that actually is tastes good, like you're spending as much as you would anywhere else for a gourmet burger, so you're like, why would I spend $4.50 on this burger? It's good for McDonald's, but it's not good compared to I can go to Denny's and get a $5 burger and it'd be great.
Yeah, there's I mean, you can spend the same price at Wendy's and like their hamburger patties the same thickness of the entire cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Oh yeah, and they're square, man. So you're actually getting more meat per patty.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I'm a Wendy's guy. I like my Wendy's. So, and their fries, ever since they changed their fries, are killer, man. Those like natural cut fries they got. Oh yeah. So good.
I just love fried anything that's fried potato. Give it to me. I don't give a shit what form it is, what shape it is. It could be waffle fries. It could be string fries. It could be any fry. Just give me some fries, potato wedges. Give me all of the fried potato shit you got.
Yeah, same here, man. And that's one thing that that I'm trying to do. Like, I'm trying to eat better, you know, because I got a kid now and I got to I got to live, you know, so this kid grow up. But, you know, they told me I got to cut out French fries. I'm like, fuck it, kid. You're on your own, dude.
You're on your own, man.
You better find you an orphanage now because I'm kicking the bucket. I can't give it up. It's like pop. I can't give it up.
I see like a lot of people have like their spouses or something who smoke, but they keep it on the low. So they go out and smoke downwind. I picture you like out in the car in the middle of the night. You see the little dome light on you and you're stuffing your face full of French fries. And you're eating a mint to like cover
wife's
the place.
Cheating on her. Like she's going to open up the door. I'm like getting head from like some fat hooker or something. And she opens it up. I'm like stuffing my mouth with like Wendy's fries.
It was not what it looked like, honey. Is this salt I taste on your lips? No, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
Is that salt on the cuff of your shirt?
I don't do that anymore.
Aren't you?
I don't do that anymore. I quit that lifestyle. Hey, I got a would you rather scenario for you.
Okay.
This is good. I used this one last week.
You never guess which one I was lying about.
It was the grilled cheese.
I wasn't lying about that. I hate grilled cheese. I said I hate grilled cheese.
Okay.
I didn't lie about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was so right.
Either popped a boner in middle school in front of the class,
okay,
or my kid was totally planned and not an accident.
Oh, everyone pops a boner, but did you do it in front of school?
I mean, everyone knows it's definitely difficult growing up as a young adolescent boy.
Oh, yeah. You're walking down the hall and you see two kids making out and you're like, oh, God, if I did that, I'd just be like, you know, you got to tuck it up in the waistline behind the belt.
It's anything that resembled boobs when you're like 14 years old, it's just bing, it just happens and you can't control it.
You can't even make a salad because the salad like piles in the shape of a booby.
Exactly.
Okay. So did you pop a boner? Or what was the other one?
My kid was planned and not an accident.
Okay, it's hard to plan a kid, but you seem like a guy who's very strict. You seem like a guy who likes to plan stuff and keep things organized.
I got my shit together.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna say your. Ooh, this is a hard one. Okay, I'm gonna say your child was a surprise.
Nope, he was planned.
Oh, damn it. I should have
gone. So I lied about the boner. I didn't pop a boner in class.
Oh, you know you did. You know you did pop a boner. Maybe no one saw it.
I popped boners in class. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think anybody saw me. At least if they did, it didn't say anything. That's usually when you're in middle school, you just wear like a really baggy hoodie. So if you pop that stiffy, you just cover it up with the hoodie and you walk around with the hoodie. Nobody can see it, you know?
I wish
that's why half my wardrobe was hoodies when you're a teenager. That's how you got to do it. That's how you survive middle school.
So the podcast title of mine, my podcast title is going to say Jock Faulkner. It's going to say, in parentheses, Gaming Outsider. Nope. It's going to say Gaming Outsider and Pop That Stiffy. That was pretty good.
You never heard that term before, pop a stiffy?
I mean, I sure I have, but it just sounded crazy, like so random. Like, if I pop that stiffy. No, I haven't heard the word stiffy in a long time.
And we were talking about this when we were playing Halo yesterday with like some guys from the podcast. We were like doing like a community thing. And I said the word wiener. And Scott said, he started laughing. He goes, who says the word wiener anymore? You're like 32 years old. Like adults don't say wiener. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's an Ohio thing, but I still call a wiener a wiener.
Well, when you guys go to flip a U-turn, do you say like flip a dick, flip a bitch?
No, who says that?
That's the way it is in California. Like
flip
in the Bay Area, it's flip a bitch. That means like to do like a U-turn. And in the Fresno area, it's like flip a dick.
What? We just call it a U-turn down here, dude.
Hey, yo, make it. So is that how the thugs say it, though? They're like, hey, yo, dog, yeah, make like, a
that's,
U-turn.
That's very gangster. It's very street. I like that. I'm going to start using it now.
Yeah, it's like
see, I'm adopting some California lingo. Maybe that's going to make Ohio more exciting for me.
It's weird how you grow up, you're thinking everyone says things that you say, but it's not true.
So like, yeah, because down here everyone cracks on us because we call soda pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not that big of a deal, but I kind of use it both ways. I use soda sometimes too. I don't know, but everyone calls soda pop down here. Soda pop.
Here it's Coke. You just say Coke. I mean, you get a Coke. Even if it's a Pepsi, you just say get a Coke. Yeah.
Can I get a Coke? Well, what if they have Pepsi products and you really wanted Coke? And then they give you a Pepsi and you get pissed off.
I'd be like, I want to stop. Can we stop by 7-Eleven so I can get a Coke? Or can I get a soda? I don't know. Yes. No one would ever say soft drink.
See, man, I have a cousin that can't drink Pepsi products because he like gives him the shits or something. Like, I don't know why, but he can't drink Pepsi products. So if it was down there and you're like, give me a Coke and he gives you a Pepsi, he shits his pants at the restaurant. You know, like, I would be a little pissed. So
I'd be too, man. I'd be too, but you can tell the difference. Can you? I can tell the difference.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think you guys need to change that. I think Schwarzenegger didn't do that for you guys.
Oh, no, man. Don't bring Schwarzenegger.
You can standardize the term for soda.
It's not a cola.
It's
not a Coke.
Give me a Coke.
He came here to Fresno when Terminator 3 came out. He was over here at the theater and shit.
Was he?
I didn't see him, but...
Like he had his premiere in Fresno?
I don't know if he had his premiere, but he was here in Fresno when that was going on. I remember that.
Was he still governor? Or?
Yeah, I think he was. Maybe it was when he was running or he just became.
Oh, yeah, because didn't he just like become governor like right after that? Because I think that was like one of his last movies. Actually, wouldn't he get a genie in a movie or some shit like before he became governor? Didn't he play a genie in some like kids movie? That one where like with Jackie Chan's in like the balloon, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I didn't see that one. It's like Around the World in something, 80
exactly.
Days or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think he played a genie in that movie and boom, he's a governor.
Damn. I don't know, man. That's funny. That's funny. Source of SWATs and now he's like, oh, the zombies.
He's in like everything now too.
Okay, so I got a would you rather. It's a simple one. I used this one last week, but this right here, will this will totally work for you. This is going to be a hard decision. Are you ready for a hard decision?
I'm good at making decisions. Okay. Let's do it.
And no pulling no loopholes, man. You can't be pulling no loopholes on this one.
All right.
Would you rather give up podcasting forever or give up video games forever?
That is hard, man, because they kind of intertwine, you know? Like, I like to play video games and I like to podcast in order to talk about them. You know, it's like one of my biggest hobbies ever since I was a little kid. So that's one reason why I like doing it, because I get to talk about it and people actually give a shit what I'm saying for once in my life, you know? So that would be really hard, but I would probably give up podcasting because I can't give up video games. I've been playing that shit ever since I was like 2 years old. I remember I had an Atari when I was a little kid and just playing that shit. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was just wiggling a little stick and hitting the button. But, you know, I mean, I can't give up video games, man.
And the podcast is over. I'm just playing. I would have to give up the video games. I love video games, but I think video games are entertaining. Podcast, I think, is more productive for me.
Video games are something that you just kind of recently got into, though, right? Like, wasn't it like not too long ago you kind of became a gamer?
I don't know, I've always been a gamer when I was younger, but I spent a lot of years that didn't game. I got back into about 2009, I want to think.
Really? So what were you doing in between? Just hard drugs? And
yep, hard drugs. No, honestly, that's the truth. Yeah, I was doing hard drugs, and I didn't do anything. I didn't watch any movies or play any games or do anything for probably about 6 years.
You probably had a lot more fun than I did, dude.
Oh, no. These aren't the memories you want to keep, though.
Really?
Definitely don't want. I've been to jail so many times. I've been on probation many times. I've done it all, wow, man.
You know what? I think I had detention once in school that I think I was tardy or something. Oh, I think it was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. Like, seriously, I've always been like a super good kid. Always like law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, I was too.
I'm terrified to do anything. Like, I'm just scared. I'm scared of fucking speed because I think a cop's gonna come after me and put me in jail. You know,
dude. Yeah, they will. I mean, I've said it on this podcast before. Like, I went to jail when I was 18 years old and I had never touched a drug or alcohol before that. I was totally against it. I went to jail for being on drugs.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I was just barely 18. Cops pulled me over and they didn't believe me and they convinced me. And they didn't convince me, but they convicted me. Or they didn't. Well, I went to jail. I spent overnight and had to go back to court. It got dismissed. But I went. They, for no absolute reason, I'm like, I've never done drugs. And it was like, I don't believe you. You're
arrested. You made it sound like you killed a guy. I was like, yeah, dude, I fucking decapitated this guy with like a butt knife or something like that. I thought that's what it was. No, kind of disappointed me. I was looking forward to that.
Well, I mean, the day's young. I can do it right now, man. I'll do it for this podcast. I'll do it for this podcast.
You're still young, man. You can still do some heinous crimes.
I'm done with the crime life. I mean, I've been to jail so many times for petty theft and shit like that because to feed my addiction, man. I'm open on this podcast. I don't mind being open. Maybe there's somebody else dealing with the same thing.
You
can get out of it. You can change your life. It's never too late.
I hate how people, like when people are on drugs, I hate how people just act like, oh, they're just white trash pieces of shit. You know, that's not how it always works. Like, I actually had an uncle who was a church going guy, very straight laced, super nice guy, you know, and he was married to my aunt, who's like a very religious person, and he had a back injury. And this guy actually started taking like Vicodin and all these pills for his back injury, and he got hooked on them. And he was doing anything and everything he could. He was hitting up all the urgent cares. My dad was disabled when I was a little kid. He actually used to be a welder, and he fell on a suspended beam in a construction area and just completely destroyed his back. Like, they said he wouldn't walk again, and he actually is still walking today, but he's disabled. He can't work because his back's so messed up. And this guy was hitting up my dad for pills, and he was like faking injuries so he could go to the hospital to get like Vicodin and shit. This guy never did a drug in his life, and he actually overdosed and died from it.
Oh yeah, and pills are scary, man.
Yeah, and this guy grew up as a farm boy in like a Catholic family. And never did a drug in his life, and he became a drug addict and died from it, you know? So it's like people need to kind of step back and kind of see what these people are like before this shit happens, you know? Because not everyone is just like some kind of street addict loser that does this because
that's what they want to do. Like, some people get hooked on it, they don't mean to.
A lot of people get hooked on it because they do have the means and they do have the money to do it in the beginning, and it goes bad, yeah. And it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse, and you're stealing, then you're robbing, then you're shooting, then you're murdering. And I mean, not all of them, obviously, but it just it escalates from somewhere, and a lot of people, a lot of it comes from wealthy people who get like, you know, drug addiction is terrible. And when I put myself in a rehab program, when I was in there, there was a lot of people in there for opiates, for you know, for yeah. pills, for Oxycontin. I mean, they'll subscribe them to you. I mean, it's so easy to get a hold of that stuff if you want. Then you start needing so much and more. And if you don't have them, you go through the shakes, you go throwing up. Your life yeah. is terrible when you're coming off that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I never got into that. My other stuff, it was like speed, and, you know.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Uppity,
wow, man, That's cool, man. That you beat that, though.
Yeah,
that's
cool. That's speed awesome. Is cool, man. Speed is cool. You want to do some?
No, man. I'm not talking about speed's cool, man. I was like, it's cool that you got off that shit.
And, I know.
You know, but yeah, man. Like, don't judge people like that. It's the biggest thing I can say, because my uncle, who was a Catholic farm boy, you know, who was sweet innocent guy, you know, just, and he was stealing shit and selling his wife's jewelry and all that stuff for pills, and it's just, he's like the last person you would think that would go down that path, and he did, and it sucks. So it sucks, man, when people get wrapped up in that shit.
It does. It's a dark hole. And
definitely.
And anybody's listening for any reason, they got. I mean, you can always get out of this hole. You can always. I mean, there's. I mean, find a support group. Support groups are great. It sounds so cheesy. Go get in a support group. Nah, go to support group. There's a lot of cool people going through the same shit, and you guys can all help each other.
You might find a chick, and you might get laid. You know,
but that's one rule. That's one rule. That's completely
really?
Prohibited. Yeah, because you're not.
You can't bang chicks in rehab.
When you go into a rehab, you're supposed to focus on yourself and your problem. You're not for the first year. You're not supposed to bring any new relationships into your life.
I think banging chicks would help me.
Not really. Yeah, not really. You think it would. But it definitely is a thing that's prohibited. But if you want to bang,
I have Fight Club in my head, because he met a chick in rehab in Fight Club and totally got laid. So
definitely don't go to Sex Addiction. Sex Addiction.
Yeah, don't pick up chicks in Sex Addiction. Those people do need help. yeah. Don't bang those people. I'd feel really bad.
It's like
that.
Any other drug, man. You do things against that, you know, that you make bad decisions to get stuff that will give you a quick fix.
Yeah,
it's all the same.
Yeah,
same with eating.
Definitely,
man. Same with eating.
Yep.
So, do you have any would you rathers?
Okay, I got one, man. This is probably kind of silly, but let's do it. Let's say an asteroid was shooting towards the Earth. Okay, and you have 2 hours left before this asteroid hits the world and explodes, and the whole human race dies.
Oh, damn! Okay.
And a scientist, you know, like a Jeff Goldblum ass scientist. From like Independence Day, all right, you know, the Coke can and shit, and figured it out. This guy figured out the way to stop it. And the only way he could stop it is if you bang two male celebrities and the asteroid would go away. What two dude celebrities would you bang? You'd have to have a threesome with two dude celebrities to save the human race. Who would you bang? Go.
First thing is, when does this erotic adventure end? Is it end when I finish? Because that could be a while. I might not be.
All three have to finish. it's like the climaxing of all three shoots the asteroid back into space.
Oh shit! Okay. Oh man, I'm gonna have to. Okay. Do I go for like a beautiful tranny? Transsexual that almost looks like a woman, that might help.
If there's a penis involved, it's fair game. But it has to be a celebrity, so there's not a whole lot of tranny celebrities. I think you got Caitlyn Jenner, and that's probably your closest one, dude.
Nah, I'm not down with Caitlyn. But for shits and giggles, let's who are two beautiful? I mean, Ben Affleck.
You got your Channing Tatums.
Tatum.
You know, you got those kind of people. I mean, should you go like that route to where like you pick the guy that every woman wants to be with? This isn't gonna say, yeah, fuck that dude. You know,
I gotta have a funny story, so I'm gonna go with Zach Galifianakis. That would be funny.
Wait, with the beard or without the beard?
I don't care. I think he'd tell some good jokes, and it would be funny at least. So I'd be like, yeah, I was banging Zach and Zach Galifianakis, and he told me this joke while we were banging, and it was pretty cool. And then you gotta go for one, you know, Tatum. Tatum's a hot dude. He knows how to dance. I mean,
yeah,
for shits and giggles. Yeah, there you go. That there, no.
So Zach Galifianakis and Channing Tatum is who you choose.
Fuck it, yeah.
All right, there you go. So you just saved the human race by banging those two dudes. Thank you. I can now live another day.
It might take a couple days for me even to get excited about that. What about you, man?
How do you
got to answer too.
Up for that. You know what? I would probably go Stephen Hawking.
Oh man, that's a twisted fantasy.
Well, I mean, because if the asteroids come and this guy's an astrophysicist, you might learn something cool while you're banging him. You know,
I would hate to see what kind of fetishes you're into.
You know, I mean, I'm saying, man, he'd probably drop some knowledge on you while you're, you know, going down on a dude or whatever you got to do. You know, so. Yeah, plus his wheelchair noises would be entertaining while you got big Stephen Hawking, you know? So yeah, I'm going with Stephen Hawking. And I'm going with, John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo, who I just seen right now in that Sisters movie.
Really? He's in, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that dude was acting.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo, because I just thought of a random dude. You know what? He's got cool accents and he makes me laugh sometimes. He's in some good gangster flicks. I'm going with John Leguizamo.
Nice, dude. The past, dude.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo. What a crazy dude, man. There was a movie I seen where, like, he was an older guy and he banged some, like, 16-year-old, and it was really weird. It's called Babysitters.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's kind of twisted, and you feel very uncomfortable watching it.
Wow. All right.
He was, like, I think maybe he had her over to watch his kids, and he ends up sleeping with this chick, and it's really weird, man. All right.
Wow, I've never heard of this movie, but I don't know if I want to watch it.
Don't watch it. Okay. You would have to keep it to yourself. You can't go telling people you saw this.
So it's closet movies. You just got to watch it and not tell anyone you did after you. It's like the porn documentary you see on Netflix. It's like, man, I hope there's some titties in this. You start watching it.
Before we go, we'll finish this up here in a minute. Before we go, right. I was listening to IGN recently. I think it might have been Podcast Beyond. They went to go check out this Oculus demo, porn demo.
Oh wow, they're already doing that?
They're doing the porn demos. They're working on it hard right now. Naughty America is working on some games, not really games, more like it's porn. So they went. You can do it from the guy's point of view or the girl's point of view.
Okay.
So you can actually look down and see your body. You know, well, actually, you're not all tight like that. Got tattoos.
You can see your genitalia and everything.
Hell yeah! Look down, like, oh, yeah, that's that.
So is this like real people? Is it acted or is it like CG?
Real people.
Wow.
Real people. So you can look around the room. All you could do is watch this porno and actually just look around, look backwards, look sideways, look down, look up. Kind of interesting, right, man. I mean, they're gonna be on it when Oculus comes out. I mean, porn is going to blow up, I tell you, man.
All right. So that's going on right now, huh?
That is going on. They're actively working on this.
Wow. So, like, is that something that you would try out just out of curiosity if you had, like, your $600 Oculus headset?
Well, not out of curiosity, man. That's the first thing I'm going for. Let's be honest.
So like, if you're taking the perspective of the dude, do you get to at least, like, choose your dong size? Like,
that would be
do you, like,
amazing.
Small, medium, or large?
Like, can you make that a little smaller so I feel like I'm really in there?
Yeah.
You know, a little more.
Now, I want the immersion here. You know, I want to feel like I'm in it. So I can't do that 12 or over. Over there.
Yeah, add a little weight to the stomach. I'm not that manscaped. Add a little bush. Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Wow, I don't know if that was something I would get off on. You know, just watching like, I don't know. That'd be just really weird.
It would be weird. But would you, just to see what it looked like, try to do it from the girl's point of view?
Oh, you'd have to, man.
You'd have to, but it would be so weird just to watch a dude banging you.
Get a sweaty guy off me, man. It's like, ugh.
It would be, like, I guess the girl who did it from IGN, she said when she took a mask off, she couldn't finish it because it was too uncomfortable. She said that the guy said that pretty much every girl has that same reaction.
Yeah. See, who would want to get into that then, you know? I don't know. Like, could you put yourself in it? Like, that would be kind of cool. You can watch yourself bang yourself.
Oh, that would be Inception, dude.
That'd be yes, exactly.
That's the new.
I'm sure someone would get off on that too, man. I'm sure someone wants to see themselves bang themselves. So.
Yeah, those type of people who like to look in the mirror every 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that, man. Just see myself just pumping and sweating and my little man boobies shaking around and shit. I don't know if I could do that.
So let's end this podcast on a hot note.
All right.
Josh, before we go, man, let's tell everybody where they can find you. And obviously, I've been friends with Scott for a while. I'm friends with you. I've been on the Gaming Outsider. I definitely support the Gaming Outsider. Whenever you guys got something cool going, I try to post it even in the Horrible Gamers group. It's all about support, all about friends. And I urge everyone to go watch or go listen to the Horrible. Don't listen to Horrible Nothing. Listen to the Gaming Outsider. These guys are fantastic. And like they're just some smart dudes, man. You guys have four hosts, and you guys all have different personalities, and you don't always agree, and that always makes for a great podcast.
Yeah, well, first off, man, thanks for listening to us. I mean, it's definitely awesome when you do something like this and people actually want to listen to you talk about shit, you know? So it's really exciting. And just head on over to thegamingoutsider.com if you still want to listen to me after this, you know, if I lose my job or something. But that guy's filthy. I'm not listening to that now. Yeah, just go to thegamingoutsider.com. All the links that you need are there. The links to all of our episodes are there. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're working on getting on TuneIn. We're going to be on the Google Play Store. They have a podcast platform launching for like Android devices and stuff, and we've already been registered for that. So as soon as that launches, we'll be there too. You can listen to our episodes straight off of our website, which is thegamingoutsider.com. We're really big about community, and we have a Facebook group, and you can get there from our website also, and just join it and talk to us about games. And if there's something that you're passionate about, a certain game, and you want to come on the show and you want to talk to us about it, hit us up, man. We're all about getting the community involved on the show and just talking games with us. That's what sets us apart from everyone else, because we like to get our listeners involved. So, I've been gaming since I was a little kid. I'm 32 years old, and, it's been my biggest hobby ever since. So, obviously, I really love talking about it, and, it's really cool. So, we would appreciate more listeners. So.
Definitely cool. And you guys, if you're on Facebook, join the Gaming Outsider podcast group, as well as the Horrible Gamers. It's all good. It's all love. Josh, before I sign my stuff out, what is one thing you've learned on today's show?
There's VR porn, and I can't wait to try it.
Right on. Okay, you guys, I want to give a shout out to Emily Royal. She's mutual friends with a bunch of friends that I'm friends with, and she posted a couple like some nice kind words on Twitter recently about a couple episodes, and tweeted out to her people to come check it out. And I really, really appreciate that. That stuff makes me happy, makes me smile. She's a graphics designer. She's a photographer. She's an artist. You can find her at CrazyAlEmily on Twitter, or you can find her on her website, which if you don't have Twitter, it's royalsnapshots.wix.com/EmilyRoyal. Check her out. She got a lot of, I was looking at her artwork earlier, a lot of cool artwork.
Man, just big props to her for being a graphic designer, because I feel like everyone, when they go to college, they want to be a graphic designer, and they find out how really hard it is to be a graphic designer.
Yeah.
You know, especially, if you're in California, it might be a little easier, but around here, man, everyone wants to be graphic designers, and there's no jobs in that shit. So she made it work, and that's really awesome. So
check out her stuff. Check out her website, follow her on Twitter. Like, she's really cool, and I always appreciate when people got kind words to say about this horrible show, man. So also, check out Home Studio. This is a guy who makes music. He's from Australia. His name is Nick Waiters. He makes some cool, slick music. Home is H-O-H-M. So you guys can find him on Twitter, at Home Studio. Or you can find him. He has a SoundCloud page called soundcloud.com/home-studio. Check him out. He's got some slick music. You might hear it right now because I'm editing a track into the end of this podcast. And the track name is called Blood Monkey. And he says he's interested in just making music and producing music for podcasts and stuff like that. And he's willing to help people out. And I don't know, man. He seems like a cool dude. And he's down for the cause. He just wants to get the word spread about his music. So if you guys are interested, hit him up and he might have something for you. How's that? That's a pretty cool dude, right, Josh?
Sounds like it, man.
Yeah, that's cool. I love people who are just down for the cause. So also, you guys, join the Social Dozen. That's the podcast that's starting next month. Me and 13 other guys, Woo, it's going to be a riot. It's only three people a week, but it's going to be a crazy. We have a Facebook group. Join, find us in there. We're trying to get that thing started. There's not that many people in it, but let's get that started. A lot of the All Games guys, Zombie Cast, Knuckleballer, B-Team, all those guys, we're all part of one big thing, Zombie Life Podcast, Horrible Gamers. We're all in there. Join that. This is a long outro.
Really?
Hit my voicemail, 510-600-3475, at awkward_podcast, horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, at horriblegamers on Twitter. Find my Facebook, Twitter. Just do it. At they call me Imes is me, because I am Imes. And we are out this bitch.